Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Now, we talked about core values. This should be the core value of every born-again, Spirit-filled believer. Put the Word of God first place. We live by faith. Oh, we walk in love. Love makes faith work. Praise God. Because faith works by love. We're led by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Romans 8, 14 through 17. Now, tonight, we pray about everything. Here is a place in 1 Timothy in the first chapter in the 18th verse. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. Now there's something to remember. This man, Timothy, had the Apostle John and Mary, the mother of Jesus, in his church. That's good, and in some ways it's dangerous. Because there's a lot of people really would have liked to kill him. They tried. They had a nasty way of doing things. They just put somebody in boiling oil, take a grappling hook and pull their bones out. They did that with John, the apostle of love, and they pulled him up and it didn't kill him. So they threw him away and put him on the Isle of Patmos, and he wrote the Revelation. So that really says something to me, any instructions that the apostle by the Spirit of God gave Timothy. Makes it double important because of what he was facing. Of whom Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I've delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Now notice, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and givings of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, or this is knowledge of this truth, that there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all to be testified of in due time. Now go to the Ephesians, the 6th chapter. And come down, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on. The understood subject of the sentence here is you. Amen. Nobody can put this armor on but you. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, and for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Now, this is the authority of the kingdom of darkness from the bottom up. Principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, those are the ones in this world that possess people, against spiritual wickedness in high or heavenly places. Those are the ones that are political devils, high places. And as I said before, read the book of Daniel. It's right there. Daniel fasted for 21 days. And then Gabriel came and said, we heard you the first day you set yourself in prayer. He was on a partial fast. He said, fear not, Daniel. We heard you the first day. But the prince of Persia withheld me. I called on Michael, the archangel of war. He came and did battle with the prince of Persia. And when he's gone, the prince of Greece will come. Devils assigned to governments. Amen. Serious business. This is serious prayer business. Now notice, stay with me now. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me for utterance. That's prayer armor. Suit up. Amen. Pray the sword of the Spirit. Every prayer based solidly on prayer promises, prayer facts, things that were exceeding great and precious promises is what Peter called it.
Dear Lord, I love it.
We always honor God. Always. Oh, 1 Samuel 2:30. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 30. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that my house and the house of thy father should walk for me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor, and they despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Verse 35, I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in my heart and in my mind. I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever. Now, that's a type of Jesus. But it's for us. We honor God. I'm going to say it to you again. I wrote right in the front of this Bible, I put this Bible in operation May the 9th, 2009. Always stay on the God side of everything. Everything. Well, I don't understand what it is. Well, so what? Stay on God's side, because He's on your side. And whatever it is, He's already fixed it once you find the promise or the fact. Whatever it is, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. And that's right. So always honor God. I honor Him. Number 7. we protect the anointing. Protect it. You can talk the anointing off yourself. Just talk. Particularly if you're in the ministry or Sunday school teacher. And just go out and, just go out and go to the sporting goods store and go look at things all over town. Just enjoy it. Never have been in this town before. Just go to, the service starts in about an hour. I better go get dressed. I'd just soon you'd stay in the sporting goods store. Now, people may receive from what you're preaching, but protect that anointing, because there are things you might have, it might have been in God's plan for you to say some things that you just did not hear. I know what I'm talking about. I was in a city, I was in Oklahoma City. No, not Oklahoma City, it was a city in Oklahoma. And now it wasn't a case of that kind of thing, but I stood up and the word of the Lord just came up out of me. And then when it did, I didn't like it. I didn't like that. I didn't say anything about it. I just kept it to myself. I thought about it and I meditated on it, and it was just scratching at me. I didn't like what I said. And so the next afternoon I was downtown and I was going back there. The church had a very, very nice mobile home. A nice one. And so a guest speaker and I was staying there, so I went to town to get some things. And I stopped at a signal light, started walking across the street, go back to the where I was staying. And the word of the Lord came to me. It was strong. It came up in me, and he said, call my name. He said, Kenneth, you were correct. What you said was not quite right. He said, that was me scratching around on you. I didn't use that word, but he said, that was me. But he said, because you honor me, I will not let that word fall to the ground. Then I realized he told Samuel that one time. He said, I will not let that word fall to the ground because I honored him. I didn't say it trying to worm something out of somebody. So, honor him. Honor that anointing. Protect it. Protect it. And I say this again. I learned that when I was assigned to be co-pilot on the Oral Roberts Evangelistic Air Association airplane. And Bob DeWeese took me out to the airport. And the first thing he did was showed me the pre-flight, the walk around and all, and showed me how to climb up on the wing to check the oil. And you didn't check it in quarts, you check it in gallons. And that was exciting to me, and how to get it there and open up the top of that engine and all of that. And all of the pre-flight, everything like that. And we walked around and we stopped right there at the beginning of the interior to walk up in the airplane to check me out in the cockpit. He said, now, Kenneth, the reason we have this airplane is to protect the healing anointing on the Reverend. He said we couldn't fly airlines anymore because everybody wanted to bother him and talk to him. And when he gets focused on the Word of God, I have seen him sit at another table when Evelyn Roberts was there because he didn't want to talk to her at the moment. And he's about Evelyn like I am about Gloria. He wanted to talk to her all the time. But he'd just have her sit at another table to protect that anointing. Because that's, do you remember Jesus said, it's the Father within me, He does the work. Amen. Luke chapter 4. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has anointed me to preach. Protect it. Sometime you get up in the morning, you're planning to go somewhere that day, and something comes up on the inside of you. And the Lord says, when you go down there, there's somebody there that I want you to minister to. A young woman in San Antonio started out the door, headed to town. She stopped, went back inside, and got her cassette tape. It was one of my tapes. She just had a leading, put it in the tape deck. In the parking lot, a man kidnapped her by the name of Stephen Moran. He was a serial killer. And he just got in that car, shoved her in the right side, and the police were all over the place looking for him. And he just calmly drove her out of there and got her all the way out in the country. And she kept telling him, you're not going to kill me. You're not going to kill the only one that loved you. And he said, lady, if you don't shut up, you don't know who I am. She said, I don't care who you are. Just shut up. She said, may I listen to my tape? I don't care what you listen to. So she put that tape in there. And he slammed on the brakes. They're out in the country. He said, who said that? She said, what, Stephen? He looked in the back seat. He said, somebody said, Stephen, this is your last chance, son. She said, Stephen, that's the Lord. He bowed his head and gave his heart to the Lord. Just because she went back in there and got that tape and put it in that car. Had she not heard, she very well may have died that day. Because he wouldn't have had any qualms at all about killing her. The anointing. There is an anointing to preach, but there is an anointing to live. You'll find that in 1 John. Over there, it's called unction. In Spanish, it's unciones. Anointing. It's the same thing. Now, number 8. Those are the 7 core values. Now, the exhortation. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child. And they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in the darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all children of light and children of the day are not. We are not of the night nor darkness. So just start saying that. I am a child of the light. Devil, you can't put this darkness on me. That's who I am. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for in a helmet of hope of salvation, God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another. Build one another up, even as also you do. We beseech you, brethren, know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. This is instruction. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. So you don't have to start doing that. Rejoice evermore. I don't feel like rejoicing. Just shut up and rejoice. And here we are now. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. How can you do it? In the Spirit. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. No. You don't give thanks for the bad stuff. There's power in thanksgiving and praise. Power in thanksgiving and praise. And we will close it right here. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. And then Brother Hagin say, be like an old cow. Eat the hay and spit the steaks out. Abstain from all appearance of evil. All of it. Don't play with it. All of it. You be so protective of yourself and other people. The young woman that's done my makeup for years, TV makeup, just, you know, wherever. When she's doing my makeup and she's looking at my face and looking at me, I don't ever make eye contact with her. And she would never make eye contact with me. When she's looking at my makeup, I look off some other way. I'm not doing it. No. One more thing here. Abstain from the appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that called you, who also will do it. Faithful is he that calls you. You put this in place. Get your core values right. Stay with them.
When my path is uneven and the journey is difficult, your authority is my strength and my peace. Fear will never conquer me, for you have already won, and I have the victory. My trust is in you, and my faith is wide open. Experience wide open faith at the Southwest Believers Convention, August 1st through the 6th. Register today at kcm.org/swbc.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. Every Friday is Offering Day on the broadcast. I want to read to you Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. It says this, "Let him who is taught the word," that's you, "share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." When you sow into this ministry, you're reaping the anointing and the blessing that is on this ministry. And what happens is you step in to a new flow that God has for you because you're coming together with the anointing that's ministering to your heart and your soul. Thank you, partners, for your prayers and support. The Lord called Kenneth and Gloria Copeland to preach the word of faith, and they've been faithful to that calling for over 55 years. Because of you and the faithfulness of Jesus, the uncompromised word of God has been preached from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Partners, you are a huge part of everything that we do. You are the reason why many families around the world can watch broadcasts for free, read the magazine without charge, and have access to many free resources through our website and social media. And when you give to KCM, you're sowing into a ministry that specializes in using their faith, and you can draw on that same anointing to work in your life as well. Let me pray over your offering. Heavenly Father, I thank you for all the partners and all the people that are giving today. I activate in Jesus' name the flow of blessings that you have for their life. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name that they have sown and now they're moving into a reaping stage. Father, I thank you that they've been good at sowing and now they're going to be good at reaping. Father, you're opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out blessings that they won't have room enough to receive it. And God, we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. The Southwest Believers Convention is still going on, and tomorrow is Healing School. This is a special healing service that we have at all of our KCM events, and it's a time of learning and receiving. Your faith is involved, so come to Healing School prepared to receive your healing. Then Brother Copeland will be back Saturday evening to close the event with a powerful message. For all the information, you can join us in person at the Fort Worth Convention Center, or to watch the services live online, you can go to kcm.org. Next week on the broadcast, Pastors George and Terry Pearsons teach a special series on God's supply chain. Through God, we can thrive and prosper in any situation, place, or economy, so be sure to join them. This is Spencer Nordyke reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for your abundant harvest. To sow your financial seed, you can text the letters KCM to 36609, go online to kcm.org/giveonline, or call 877-615-4267. Your giving has helped send the word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Get information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Build your foundation in the Word with the Online Learning Center of video courses, Believers Academy, Bible School from right where you are. Gain access to Kenneth Copeland's partner letter, each letter written to meet the everyday needs of our partners. Download free books from the bonus library with over 50 titles by the Copelands available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.